Profits have been on the rise for businesses in New York since before the economic recovery. Wages for workers, not so much. That's according to a Fiscal Policy Institute study. It says New York businesses saw profits rise an average of 61% between 2001 and 2013, but workers in the state saw wages increase less than half as much, just 29% in the same time period. The Institute's chief economist, James Parrott, says it's more proof that workers are being left behind in the recovery, which is bad for the state's economy.
They don't seem to be having very much trouble hiring workers at low wages, and nothing is going to change that unless government comes along and says we need to restructure our economy to put in place policies that promote broadly shared prosperity.
One such critic is the Business Council of New York State's Zach Hutchins. He points out there are regional disparities in wage growth throughout the state that the study doesn't take into account. Hutchins says it also isn't clear which or how many industries were analyzed to determine the profit figures.
It could be that the so-called revenue growth is concentrated in one or two industries, and for the vast majority of workers in New York State, they have achieved wage growth similar to, or perhaps even better than, what their employers have received.
The study also found that college-educated workers in the state saw their wages increase 28%, only slightly more than those of low-wage workers, at 25% in the same 12-year period. For New York News Connection, I'm Nia Hamm.